Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR here in Vancouver. I'm proud to work and live on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Local techno producer Kevin Humphrey drops in for an interview feature and a guest mix this evening, and we will get to that shortly. But first, let's check out this episode's track of the week. This one is an absolute monster. Hear Horse, Teenage Mutants, and Peter Pan. This is Dark Clouds. Amazing banger to start off the show there, a three-hitter production team with their latest on Drum Code, and that can be had everywhere you buy your tracks. On to the feature for tonight's episode. Kevin Humphrey has made his mark on the local scene. Here we talk Getting Started, Help from the Local Community, and his Record Works label. Kevin Fever starts off the interview. Full track list and a selection of Kevin Humphrey web links can be found at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Let's dive into the interview. This is DJ Waugh speaking to New West-based DJ and producer Kevin Humphrey. He's been producing and DJing for the past 5 years and helms the label Record Works, which just dropped its fourth release, Vicarious. He's collaborated alongside Groundworks label boss Joel West and gigged all over the city. So to begin with here, how do you currently define your sound, and would you say it's evolved over time?
I would say there's been a lot of change actually in the sound, but right now I'm more leaning more towards harder style, like European techno. That more like after hours sound that you'd hear at like places like Vantech or Gorgamesh, like that kind of stuff. Before, when I started, it was more, I got into house quite extensively actually, as well as a little bit of tech house, and then went with some minimal, and then it just slowly kind of evolved after I started going out more and just kind of seeing what's here and getting exposed to different things. So yeah, it's been fun.
Okay, and then thinking way back to the start of this, when you were interested in house and tech, tech house and maybe even some of the techno tracks, can you think of one or two of tracks that really stood out for you at that period of time, and what impact did they have on you?
Let's see, Raw Rhythm. That was probably one of the ones that really hooked me on that sound, and I really went into Sydney Charles' library a little bit, and went into a little bit of Sante as well, because I remember I'd go on YouTube and watch a lot of his sets on Boiler Room, and he'd be doing B2Bs with Sante, and it was just something that I loved to listen to while I was like coding or doing something tech related, that kind of stuff. So yeah.
Okay, and then can you tell me what the experience of trying to build up your reputation and establish yourself as a DJ and producer in the city has been like for you?
It was really interesting how I started. So I never really was one of the kinds of people that would be going out to clubs and be doing that kind of thing. But it really started when I went to Gorgamish for the first time way back in like 2018, around there. I instantly fell in love with what was going on and that kind of music that was playing. And I had originally like started going out more, and I got involved with Viridian Music, who has since moved to back home and to India. But he really took me around Gorgamish and kind of introduced me to a lot of those people, like Jared Love and Graham and the managers there and the rest of the staff. So went to a friend's place and started, we started DJing, and he kind of taught me the very, very basics about how to DJ. So I instantly got addicted to it, like full swing. I was like, this is amazing. I love this. I ended up buying a controller and started practicing myself, and just doing that pretty much every single day after I would get home from work. I'd just play for like 2 or 3 hours. So I had the attitude of like, I'm just going to do my thing and just kind of see what happens. happens. Then I started getting into production. I bought an Ableton Push, kind of just started learning, and I stopped going out for like a year and just like basically went head first into learning how to produce and stuff like that. I bought synths and things and started getting to the level where I was kind of comfortable putting myself out there a little bit more, and then started attending Groundwork. And that was something that Joel did an amazing job with. And I think that's really what accelerated myself and really kind of made me believe in myself.
Let's talk about your label here. Recordworks has just dropped its fourth release. What has the experience been like for getting that up off the ground and keeping it going?
It's been a journey, and it's still going. It's a lot of learning. I had to learn how all the copyright stuff works, how registering SoCan works, all that kind of thing. Then it's just been me. I've like, as far as A&R goes, I've mostly just been releasing my own stuff at the moment, because I've been trying to get a little bit more traction behind the label, a little bit more stuff with my own music. And then we did start branching out once I was able to, and we did sign Time Geometry, which I'm very happy with the music that they've sent me. It's been great. We're still kind of getting it off the ground. Like, we're still in the startup phase, I would say, but it's starting to gain some traction. Like, we did get a feature with Techno District on Instagram and their Spotify playlists and stuff, which I'm really thankful for. I've been actively pursuing additional stuff like that, like doing different promotions on Instagram and partnering with some of those techno pages. And then also I've been branching into doing publishing. So I'm looking into getting that set up and kind of branching into that as well. So it's an ongoing process, I would say. We'll be right back.
Okay, you did mention buying an Ableton Push there. Is that the DAW that you're making your tracks in these days?
I am, yes.
Okay, why Ableton? And then when you are producing with it, are you typically using their VSTs or do you have a lot of external stuff that you like to incorporate as well?
Yeah, so Ableton, honestly, the reason why I chose it was just a recommendation from a friend of mine. And something that I don't talk about often, but it is on my bio, is I do have a fine motor disability. So doing keys and other sorts of devices I found were just very difficult for me to be able to actually learn on how to do. So with the Push, for some reason, the way that it's laid out just makes it a lot easier for me to use. And I was just able to understand just how it worked because I'm a very technical person. I like to tinker with stuff. As far as plugins, I don't use many. It's like software synths. I do actually have a TD-3, a K2, and a Neutron from Behringer. So that's what I've been trying to teach myself on learning and using the most because I want to be able to figure out how that sound is actually created versus just like using a preset or something.
Okay, when you are making tracks, what's your approach to that whole process? Do you start with a melody or an idea in your head, or are you generally good to play at the computer and see what that leads to?
Honestly, it really depends. Like some days I could be in the shower and I just think of something and I'm like, okay, I need to put this out. So it can be as random as that or like on my drive home from work. I have a bit of a mix. Sometimes I will just like play with it and kind of see what happens and kind of what I'm creating. Other times I do have a kind of a set plan of what I want to do, but it's very sporadic.
You did mention earlier on buying a controller for your DJ sets. Is that something you're still using and why?
Right now, if I'm DJing just at home, I'm using a Denon DJ MC7000. It's been great for me just on my laptop. I chose it because it's actually what I learned on. I just kind of stuck with it because it was what was working for me. I was able to really learn how to use that device and how to have fun with it and produce some good mixes. Just recently, since we got residency with Northern House, actually. I've been practicing more on CDJs, and that's what I'm going to be transferring to and kind of going with a more Pioneer setup.
Okay, how do you approach programming your sets? Do you have an idea in mind before you get started, or are you good just reading the floor and playing that way?
As far as like my mixing style, I use a lot of looping, and I do like to play some tracks further or a little bit far more out than some other people, but it really depends as well on, again, the floor.
Can you tell me one or two producers or DJs whom you really admire and why?
I would say Joel, probably. He's become a really, really good friend of mine. He's pretty much family at this point, I would say. I'd say Derek Vanuk. I love his sets. I've been going to his Leave Us Lost parties for quite some time. I'd say even Bryn Lydell as well. That whole kind of group of like the Groundwork and Leave Us Lost and those guys, I find that they really have a sense of what matters within music, the music industry, and what we do. And I find they're very open and wanting to help and wanting to teach people and share what they've got, which is what it should be, I feel.
Thank you. do you feel?
Okay, what is your vision for yourself as you continue to go forward in production, DJing, and as a label boss?
I'm going to just be continuing to just do my thing, I would say. As far as taking it somewhere, I do have goals. Like I would love to start bringing over some people from Europe, booking some shows, as well as doing some of my own shows out in Europe. I would like to, that's the ultimate goal for me, I would think. And just spread that love of that darker techno here in Vancouver. I'd love to see more of that and more shows kind of promoting that kind of music.
And then speaking of promotion, is there anything that you'd like to promote at this time?
Yeah, so I've got a couple things. So our Recordworks studio or Recordworks Radio is now doing a open deck night every Monday. So any DJs here in Vancouver or even Lower Mainland who play electronic music, any genre, can be dubstep to techno, we don't mind. We have a open deck night at Northern House at 6 p.m. and it is broadcasted live on a fully licensed online radio station. So we would love to have anyone come apply. You can do that on our website. I'd also like to say something about the Vicarious release. It's come out and we love the support it's been getting, but definitely would love to see that hit the charts. And thanks for the support.
This has been Kevin Humphrey. A selection of his tracks can be found on Beatport, Apple Music, Juno Download, TrackSource, and Bandcamp. Additionally, a full list of his web links can be found on the Techno Progressivo Facebook page. Remember to check out his label, Record Works. Thank you very much for doing this.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day. Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
An excellent interview there with Kevin Humphrey. Some more underground local talent on display. His track Hard Hat finished off the interview. Next up, he's on the decks for a guest mix. Full track list and a selection of his web links can be found at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Let's check out Kevin Humphrey on the decks.
loudspeaker.
Hey, this is Morgan Page, and you're listening to Techno Progressivo.
Hey, this is Pete from Small Town DJs, and right now you are locked in on Techno Progressivo with DJ Wah.
Hey, this is Miguel Miggs, and you're tuned into Techno Progressivo.
Hi, this is Kevin Shuo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo.
This is Bryn Lytle, and you're listening to Techno Progressivo.
Eyes entirely, making some of the world, for a moment, go away, but only some of it, and not the part that can at first seem a life in ruins. Understandably, even if.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
We are all done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. Thank you so much to Kevin Humphrey for agreeing to interview and for putting together a mix for the show. A lot of acid and brooding techno for you there. I'd encourage you to head over to Techno Progressivo's Facebook page to check out a full track listing for the interview and guest mix, as well as a selection of his web links to find out more about the mind behind the music. If you've enjoyed the show and want to check it out again, visit the Techno Progressivo show page at CITR.ca, Apple Podcasts, or SoundCloud to hear this one again or other great guest mixes and interviews from days gone by. Keep up to date with Techno Progressivo. Follow our socials, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Attic Jams is up next on the station. Stick around to see what they've got in store for you tonight. Before we go, let's do as we always do and set the controls in the time machine for this episode's track from the past. For this one, let's hop back 25 years all the way to 1998 for an absolute classic from one of the reigning kings of techno. Carl Cox serves up the Latin theme here. Enjoy this, and I will see you next time.